While some rural counties in the U.S. are thriving, a recent study by New Hampshire University shows others are shrinking in population. KUNC's Esther Honig traveled to the most northeastern corner of the state to understand why one small town is struggling to grow.
The D&J Cafe is a classic small-town diner, serving plates of biscuits and gravy and mugs of hot coffee. It's really the only restaurant in Julesburg, so they have a lot of regulars.
I can be cooking on the line and they can hang tickets and I don't even have to look out into the restaurant and I just know whose food it is that I'm cooking.
That's Tasha Harris. She and her husband Joe opened the cafe in 2016. Harris and her husband met here while in high school and moved away together to Denver. But they came back a few years later to raise a family. Harris knows of others who have done the same, but some people have left for good.
We do have quite a few things for being such a small town, but it's still not enough, I guess, to keep some of the younger crowd here.
It's a concept known as outward migration. And according to Kenneth Johnson, many small towns in America have seen most of their young people leave. Johnson is a demographer with New Hampshire University.
It's not uncommon in rural high schools for half of the graduating class to leave the area within a few years after graduation. And that didn't just happen once or twice. That happened decade after decade.
Johnson studied census data dating back to the 1900s and found this is especially acute in agricultural towns like Julesburg. He says modern farming, which is so heavily mechanized, doesn't offer many jobs.
Eventually, there just aren't many young people left to produce a new generation.
Julesburg is in Sedgwick County, which according to census data has been shrinking, albeit slowly, for decades. Once this trend starts, Johnson says it's hard to reverse.
It's quiet and peaceful. We have great schools, great hospital.
Donald Schneider is a Sedgwick County commissioner. He and I walk along the main street in Julesburg, which has a century-old movie theater. Schneider says this is the ideal place to raise a family.
We're only 35 miles from any really major shopping if you want to go to a big Walmart or Cabela's or whatnot like that.
A full-time farmer, Schneider ran for office in 2016 to see if he could help out his community. He knew the population was smaller than it used to be, but what he didn't realize is how big of a budget crisis the county was facing.
We've been trying not to cut any jobs.
While tax revenues have stayed relatively the same, the costs of running the county have gone up.
We have a hiring freeze and a wage freeze right now, trying to get our budget balanced.
About a third of rural counties in the U.S. are facing depopulation. Kenneth Johnson says there's no easy solution, but his study does make a recommendation: embracing recent immigrants. And that's playing out in nearby Morgan County. In Fort Morgan, Columbine Elementary has hired more teachers as the student body continues to grow. What you're hearing is their new Spanish immersion program.
And it's called a two-way program because a third of the kids already speak the language and they're here to support the non-Spanish speakers.
Principal Nicholas Ng says there's about 8 different languages spoken in his school. These are children of immigrants and refugees from all over the world, many of whom came here to work at the Cargill meatpacking plant.
We're lucky. We're really quite a healthy community, economically and culturally.
Fort Morgan has seen waves of growth in the last 2 decades. These newcomers tend to be younger, contribute to the local economy, and have a higher birth rate. But what does that mean for towns like Julesburg?
We have 2 interstates right close by. There should be no reason why we couldn't attract some new business.
Donald Schneider hopes to bring in a new truck stop, maybe even a motel, to boost jobs and revenue. As is, they've had to cut back on local services. The DMV, for example, no longer offers driving tests.
There's really nothing else that we could do. You know, we have to start looking at everything that's costing money or is not bringing in any money.
In the meantime, he and others will keep exploring their options. Esther Honig, KUNC, Julesburg.